Al-Bayan Radio presents Quranic Reflections presented by Nidal Al-Ayubi.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. The surah we will be discussing today, inshallah, is Surah Al-Asr. Now, Asr means time.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر.
In the name of Allah, most compassionate, most merciful, I swear by the token of time that surely man is in loss, except those who have faith and do righteous deeds, and counsel one another to follow the truth, and counsel one another to be steadfast.
Now, Surah Al-Asr is a Makki surah. It is made up of three ayat, three verses, and it is Surah 103 in the Mus'haf. Now, this surah clarifies the cause of man's happiness or misery in this worldly life and in the hereafter. It restricts the means of salvation and avoiding failure to four matters: iman, faith, righteous good deeds, advising one another to the truth, and advising one another to patience. Now, the ulama have mentioned a relationship between this surah, Surah Al-Asr, and the previous surah, Surah Al-Takathur. Now, the previous surah spoke about how the opportunity that is given to man in this life is wasted in competing with one another to gather more. This surah, Surah Al-Asr, begins with an oath by time to emphasize its importance so that man can utilize it for obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just as He has ordered. That way, he can attain success in this worldly life and in the hereafter. Allah says, by Al-Asr, the time. So Allah here is promising by the time. And we know when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises by something, it is indicative of its importance and benefit. And we know only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can promise by the creation. If humans want to promise, they have to promise by Allah and His names and attributes. So Allah is promising by the time. Then He says, verily man is in loss. So Allah's oath by the time, verily man is in loss. So all man is in loss, except there's an exception here. Allah excludes from this failure those who, as He mentions in the next ayat, He says, except those who believe and do righteous good deeds and recommend one another to the truth and recommend one another to patience. Imam Sa'di, in his commentary on this surah, he said, Allah swears by Al-Asr, namely night and day, time during which humankind perform actions and deeds, saying that every human being stands in loss. Indeed, the loser is the opposite of the winner. There are various differing degrees of loss. There is the ultimate loss, wherein one loses this life and the hereafter, and as a consequence, stands to lose the delight of paradise, instead earning hellfire. There is also partial loss. Allah made a general statement here that all mankind is in loss, except those who acquire the four qualities mentioned herein. Remember, Sa'di continues to say, they are to have faith in what Allah commanded to have faith in, iman. Faith cannot be attained and cannot be whole and complete without knowledge, which is part of faith. To perform righteous deeds, and this entails all acts of righteousness, inward and outward, having to do with Allah's rights and also the rights of His slaves, whether obligatory or recommended. To enjoin truth, truth consists of faith and performing good deeds. This type recommends, encourages, and advises each other to abide by truth. To have patience regarding obedience to Allah and in keeping away from disobedience to Him, as well as towards the painful parts of predestination designated by Allah. With the first and second qualities, one perfects himself. With the last two qualities, one perfects others. When one joins all four qualities, one is saved from loss and will instead earn the greatest success. So Imam As-Sa'di here at the end is saying that with the first and second qualities, one perfects himself. That is to have iman and do righteous actions. And with the last two qualities, one perfects others, and that is to call and recommend one another to the truth and to also call and recommend and practice patience. So my dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is promising by the time that all mankind is in loss. However, as we mentioned, Allah excludes from this failure, from this loss, those who believe and do righteous good deeds and advise one another to adhere to the established truth and to stay firm upon it, and advise one another to be patient in doing good deeds, to be patient in staying away from sin, and to be patient when faced with tests and calamities that strike the man in this worldly life. So my dear brothers and sisters, there are many lessons and reflections we can gain from this surah. Some of them being the importance of time for man's salvation. Time, my dear brothers and sisters. Our life is made up of years, months, days, hours, minutes and seconds. And every single second, every single minute can be for you or against you. So we have to make the time that we have in this life for us, not against us. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there are two blessings which people don't make the most of and fuss lose out, and they are good health and free time. My dear brothers and sisters, we have to make the most of our time. And the most important thing we can do with our time is to learn about Allah. Learn about His names and attributes. Seek knowledge of Islam. Learn about the Quran and Sunnah. Be in the places which Allah loves for the males. Be in the masajid for the regular five prayers. Don't make excuses. Don't be lazy. Live your life. Base your life around obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because every man is in loss except those who believe. Do righteous good deeds and practice and call to the truth and practice and call to patience. And we also learn from this surah, as we mentioned, that all the children of Adam are in loss except for the people of Iman. Now, my dear brothers and sisters, it is as simple as that. Everyone is in loss except the people of Tawheed, the people of La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. Those who bear witness that there is no God worthy of worship except Allah alone, and that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. Naam, Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. He is the slave of Allah. He is the seal of all the prophets. For you to enter paradise, you have to follow him. You have to believe in him. He is your guide to paradise. And the final lesson we'd like to mention tonight from this surah is the importance of advising one another with truth and advising one another with patience. My dear brothers and sisters, for us to be complete believers, after learning, seeking knowledge, having the correct knowledge, the correct iman, and practicing what we have learnt, we have to be complete believers, we have to call to this truth, call to the haqq, call to Islam, call to the Quran and Sunnah according to the understanding, according to the way of the Salaf, the pious predecessors. And when we do so, my dear brothers and sisters, we may be faced with hardship, with tests and trials. So we need to be patient. We need to be patient when calling others to Islam because we want the best for others. We want them to be Muslim. We want them to accept Islam because Islam, submission and surrender to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by worshipping Him alone, is their only salvation in this life and the next. La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah is the key to paradise. So when we call to this, we may be faced with hardship, trials, tests, calamities. We have to be patient. Be patient on what Allah has destined for us. Be patient on obeying Allah. And be patient from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear brothers and sisters, this surah was so important that Imam al-Shafi'i, he said, rahimahullah, that if the only part of the Quran revealed to the people was Surah Al-Asr, it would be sufficient for them. And this has to do with the topics that it discusses. This is how great and important this surah is. We ask Allah to make us from those who truly believe in Him, and to make us from those who practice what they learn, and make us from those who call to the truth and have patience when calling and practicing the truth. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu ala nabiyyana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
This program was presented by Al Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.